This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Text into 701-226-8503. Email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Six after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott handed off today as a father-in-law celebration of life today. So we'll have him back as the week goes on. Daryl Lees is here. Daryl's raising pigs. And so the... If you were with us just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the three were not Hillshire, Cloverdale, and Jimmy Dean.
No,
three
no.
Breeds.
That's an A for creativity.
That right? is.
A that is for good. Creativity.
I like that one. That also deserves its own little set there. But
Yeah. The gentleman answered Yorkshire, Hampshire, and Chester White, which is... three of many out there, so.
I have to admit, I didn't know, but city born and bred, what the heck?
And there's actually Hereford pigs. People have probably heard of Hereford cattle.
Yeah.
There's actually a breed of pigs called Hereford, and we actually raised them for the first time on our farm this year. In the history of Lease Hog Farm, first time we've had Hereford pigs born on the place.
Is there a similarity between the two? Is there any parallel?
They are red and white face, just like a Hereford cow is. Okay. I mean, so yeah, it's...
Oh.
It's kind of unique, so.
How about that?
But moving on from that, we've got a special guest with us right now. Going to talk a little bit of trade from the Coalition for a Prosperous America. We have Michael Stumo. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It's great to be here. I actually used to raise Duroc, Hampshire, Landrace, and Spotted Pole in China and Iowa in another life.
Awesome. Awesome. So a good farm boy at heart, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Perfect. So, Michael, there's a lot of whirlwind around this whole trade thing and the tariff thing, and, of course, trade's important to agriculture. And what say you on all these tariffs and trade?
Well, China has been an economic aggressor for quite some time with their Communist Party-controlled capitalist system, where they have an industrial policy which favors their government-owned businesses. They unlimitedly subsidize them. They steal our technology, and they've created the biggest trade deficit ever in world history between two countries. And 16 years of negotiation hasn't worked. And so far, we're supportive of the first steps of what President Trump is doing to have a strategic response to the economic aggression.
So what I tell people, Michael, is I don't think it's time to hit the panic button here. I think that we have a president that is actually willing to lay the law down. And I give an analogy here to Todd Mitchell here, who I'm in studio with earlier, about for years we have been laying down to be the welcome mat. And now we have a president that's willing to put the welcome mat out, but he's no longer willing to lay down and be that welcome mat. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it really is. We've already tried the multilateral and bilateral talks. China promises, they slow walk it, they don't do what they say they're going to do. But the fact is we have a $347 billion trade deficit where they sell that much more to us than we sell to them. And they don't allow us to sell USA-made products there because we have to relocate there. To do that, you have to joint venture with a government-owned company. To do that, you have to give up your critical technologies. So they don't play by the rules, and it's draining our economy. Those are jobs that we used to have.
Well, and that's a very good point. And, you know, in the world of agriculture, I mean, they use any little excuse they can to – you know, condemn or deny a shipment of grain, or, you know, they don't allow the common one that's been had a lot of talk the last week is, you know, the inert matter or the damaged kernels or whatever you want to call it of 2% from every other country, and we only get allowance of 1%. You know, those unfair, those inequitable trade practices got to stop.
Yeah, they really do. And the president, when he announced his second $100 billion in intended tariffs against China, remember he did the first $50 billion for tech theft. China, instead of change their practices, responded with belligerence, and so he put on another $100 billion. He then said also that the Secretary of Agriculture has to use all his means at his disposal to protect farmers and ranchers. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like, but we do need to develop a system to protect the short-term harm, especially from the livestock, which has gotten hurt a little bit more. With the row crops, it was noise in the markets. They came back. They're above a year prior. It seems like the fundamentals are ruling there. I don't know if it is in livestock, but we've got some problems there that we really need to have a stronger thought process of how to protect our farmers and ranchers, but it's worth it.
Well, and I think we saw some of those markets showing concern even before he announced these tariffs, on additional tariffs on China in the livestock markets. And then we hear news of other countries coming to the table and buying more pork. And, you know, and I've said this, and other people have said it, when it comes to beef, China is a minute player in American beef right now. Now,
right.
Not that
wheat,
a minute
too.
Isn't a start, but yet they have such restrictions that we'll never be a major player if we don't get those restrictions changed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, soybeans is number one for Chinese export dependence, but these markets they're fungible commodities in global markets. They are the trade diversion between two countries doesn't really affect the dynamics. In other words, if something doesn't go to China, it goes somewhere else. If someone Brazil sells to China, we sell to where they went. It's global supply and global demand. Is there a drought? What's the Ukraine crop look like? You get a little bit of noise, but it's going to come back to the fundamentals. But the fact is, if we don't act now, we're not going to have an economy in 20 years.
Well, now is the time to act. I think we're on the cusp of an explosion in world population and growth. We need to correct these things now for the health of our economy in this country and for the health of the world economy. We got to remove these uncertainties and these overbearing leverages that countries like China put in place to flex their muscle. And like I said, we've been laying down to be the welcome mat. It's time we say the welcome mat is out, but here's the terms.
Right. And in the global imbalance of trade, you have a few countries that are persistent trade surplus countries like Germany, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, China. And they rely on deficit countries like the U.S. and the U.K. to absorb their overcapacity. That's not how trade is supposed to work. It's supposed to trend toward balance with some years of surplus, some years of deficit, not consistent years where the U.S. consumer funds the growth of other countries. For ongoing 40 years. A big part of it is exchange rate misalignment. The dollar is too overvalued, making all agricultural manufactured goods and services too expensive, making the imports too cheap. That's a big part of it. Hopefully he'll get there too. But we're on the short end of the stick for persistent global imbalances, which is not how the economy is supposed to work. So Trump is right on economics.
So we discussed China a little bit. What about the NAFTA renegotiations? Where are you seeing those at? What's the impacts there? What are the positive things that you're hearing coming out of those?
Our organization is agnostic on whether a NAFTA, relatively, we think of it as more of a sideshow, just because, look, tariffs change the composition of trade. They don't change the volume of trade. They don't change the balance of trade. They shift composition from one thing to another, right? As to Canada, we don't have a big macro problem. We have relative balance. As to Mexico, we went from a surplus pre-NAFTA to a pretty good deficit post-NAFTA. A lot of that's because of the peso crash. The peso became too cheap. The dollar became more expensive. But what's weird, we did sell more corn and soy and wheat there. That's one of the positives. The negative in live cattle, a negative in fruits and nuts. Big negatives in auto and auto parts and machinery, massive negatives. And most of that's because of Mexican industrial policy focusing on those industries, which was unfair. So that's why the the trade ambassador Lighthizer is focused on autos, auto parts, and machinery, that sort of thing, because if it was just cheap labor, Mexico would outcompete us in turnip growing, not in more advanced manufacturing. So that's where the game is. I don't think there's going to be disruption no matter what happens. I don't know what to say about the reports that a deal is imminent. I don't trust reports either way.
Well, that's, yeah, I think there are some things that need to be changed in NAFTA, but I agree that, it is kind of the sideshow when you're talking the amount of unfair trade and, trade that's not equitable that happens in countries like China and those that really are big players, both in exporting and importing because of their population. Thanks, Michael. We appreciate your time here today, and keep up the good work, and we'll keep up the good fight here, and thanks for your time.
Pleasure to be here.
All right. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennon. We'll be back on the other side of the break with What's On Your Mind.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Diesel.
What's on your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Squeal, squeal.
Dales, racing pigs. Darrell Lees is filling in for Scott Hannon today.
Well, it's good to be back here again in studio with Todd Mitchell. It's always a good day to be here with Todd. We're going to go to a caller that's been on the line here for a while who wants to talk about the farm bill. Tom, are you with us?
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
That's what I meant.
Welcome to the show. You wanted to visit about the farm bill, it says?
Yeah, well, I have a question. Daryl, are you Farm Bureau Daryl?
I am.
Ah, good. Good to talk to you. I'm glad you took the call. Yeah, you had a segment on a little on the farm bill, and then you finished one on trade, and I guess I think they're connected. You know, you can't hardly separate the farm bill from the trade policy of this country, so there is a direct connection. But I guess I would like to inquire as to what your position is on what's so far in the new farm bill and whether it's beneficial for North Dakota or not.
Well, so as everyone's aware, it came out, I believe it was late Wednesday or Thursday, the House Ag Committee, Chairman Conway, released what they are proposing. And, you know, it's a lot of things to look through and understand, and we're in the process of that right now, Tom. A few highlights: there's some changes in the conservation programs. They're redistributing some of the money that's going to be in them. They're proposed to take away CSP and replace it with some other, you know, take some of that money and put it into some other easement things, take some of that money, put it into EQIP, which is getting new projects on the ground, is what they said. You know, there's seems to be not a lot of changes coming in crop insurance, but we're just in the process really right now to try and understand all that, to gather it all in and tie it all into a package to really create a position on it. Generally, you know, if we can move to a more free market type system, that's what we are at NDFB, is more of a free market, less of a government program organization. So if we can move to that more free market and get government out of the way of manipulating different market factors, whether it be land rents and things like that, that's another thing that's proposed to change, is CRP rental rates at 80% of county rental average, so that there's less infraction happening when it comes to rental rates, and less interference from the government putting in different things that, you know, create a market fluctuation that is false, not really a true market-driven situation. So I don't have a real good direct answer for you. It's just a few of those things that I saw in the highlights that came and kind of jumped out at a person and that are getting a lot of the press right now.
Yeah, well, of course, devil is always in the details. I understand that, but I presume you've been a lifelong farmer. And here's a question for you. What's the level of direct subsidy that farmers are getting today?
So direct subsidy, they took direct payments away. Some time ago. Yep. So the CSP program that I mentioned is a direct payment that pays farmers for certain conservation practices. So
but I'm talking about production subsidies, market subsidies, price subsidies.
Well, there's an ARC and a PLC program out there, which ARC is a revenue product, PLC is a price product, that kind of was in place of the direct payments, that's based off of market factors and on rolling averages. And
well,
so it's not a guaranteed per acre, like the direct payments used to be. There's no guarantee per acre that you're going to get. Based off of that fluctuation, those Olympic averages that go on.
Yeah, would you agree that probably the public still believes that agriculture is highly subsidized?
Oh, I think the public thinks that, you know, a major portion.
They get paid all kinds of stuff, which hasn't been true for years and years and years.
No, you know, we hope we don't ever have to go back to the days of paying farmers not to raise something. That's pretty poor policy in my mind.
We're still doing that with CRP. That's exactly what CRP is.
That is exactly what CRP is.
It had very little to do initially with conservation. That was the gimmick, but it was to reduce supply and increase prices. That was the stated purpose of CRP.
That was when CRP was introduced in the 85 Farm Bill, that was the stated purpose, was to lay land idle. Now, CRP has been hijacked by some extreme environmental and extreme wildlife groups out there that they think that's the reason CRP should exist. And I say if we've got productive land and we've got land able to produce food, that's what our land is for. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, I don't, that's hard to not agree with, of course, but we should be producing for the market that exists. I remember having the conversation with the Secretary of Agriculture back then. There were 33 million acres put in CRP, 27 million of them were wheat acres, and the price went down. How could that be explained? And it never did get explained. And again, the market today is not reflective of what the price of any farm commodity should be. It's artificial.
Well, and there's
it's
a lot of
underpriced by vast amount, and that's why I have a problem with the trade policy, trying to follow the mandate of getting a bigger truck instead of getting paid appropriately. You know, the marketplace doesn't work for agriculture like it does for other things. Never has.
Well, and you got to remember that when the Farm Bill came about, when we started having a Farm Bill, a farm program, I don't think the goal ever was to get the farmers and ranchers a bigger price. The goal was to have a cheap source of food supply for our country. It's
that's
a cheap
exactly
food policy, and
that changed. That's not the truth. Do you know what year the Farm Bill initiated, the first one?
Back the original Farm Bill goes back into the 30s, and that was
1933, the AAA,
yep.
And that was declared unconstitutional, and it modified in 1936, and now after the Butler decision, the current Farm Bill is in place from the 1937 Farm Act, and if we don't pass a new Farm Bill, there's a provision in there that says we'll automatically revert back to the 37 Farm Act, or basically the 49 Farm Act as amended. And
right.
In my opinion, the best thing that could happen, not to agriculture, but also to the general economy in America, was to not pass a Farm Bill and allow us to go back to a Farm Bill that worked and didn't cost taxpayers any money.
Well, there's a lot of discussion about what would be good, bad, or otherwise, but you are right. It does revert back if they don't do a continuing resolution or pass a new one. Thanks for the call, Tom. We've got to go to we've got a sponsor on the line here that needs to get in.
Well, we're going to have to hold off because we're already at the break. CJ from DAC Diesel, can you hang on for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I sure can, Todd.
Okay. Sorry to keep you hanging there. A deep discussion. That's what happens when Daryl fills in for Scott. You never know what's going to happen. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hanna here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here we go. I'm going to have this beat in my head all day long. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And CJ from DAC Diesel is here. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I apologize, Todd and Daryl. I forgot to call in this morning. I didn't forget I had my alarm set, but my alarm never went off. So I seem to be struggling with this.
That's a way to start a Monday. Your alarm doesn't go off. What else could possibly go wrong?
Well, I need my alarm to call in. I mean, I was here at 6:30 this morning.
I was going to say, geez, I want a diesel technician's hours if that's the case.
Yeah, no, I was here at 6:30 this morning, but no, it's one of these things that, you know, Monday mornings around here get pretty busy, you know, and people are, you know, stuff breaks over the weekend, and, you know, they're calling in, schedule appointments and all that stuff. But I just want to remind people of the heavy duty work that we do down here. You know, like, especially like on CAT engines, there's guys out there that, you know, they got C15 CATs, you know, whether they're a 6MNZ or MSX or BSX, and those engines are notorious for head gasket issues. And if you're having head gasket issues, give us a call. We got a solution, and this is something that's been, you know, we didn't come up with this solution, but due to the fact that, you know, I've been in the business long enough and I got enough ties out there in the diesel community, I'm talking all the way across the country, that, you know, we have solutions where you will not have a head gasket issue again. You know, so it, like I said, just give us a call. You know, that's what we specialize in, is fixing problems that guys are having that nobody else can seem to take care of. And like I said, this is an ongoing problem with these engines. So, and
uh-oh, what happened?
His alarm finally went.
His alarm went off. Evidently, his time was up. We'll have to get CJ back.
That's a pretty tight plan when your carrier just decides to hang up.
Yeah, time's
on you.
Up.
It's like, no,
don't, you're over.
CJ, you know, and you know.
There's probably a few people's fingers that did that on their radio buttons this morning.
Why do they call it butt dialing when it's never your butt that actually dials it? It's probably a finger or thumb or something, right? Hi, CJ.
Hey, yeah, sorry about that. I don't even know where I got cut off at. So lovely cell phones here.
We figured maybe your time was up. Your time was up.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. You know, the good Lord's telling me I got work to do.
Well, I can certainly be.
Yeah, but no, what was the last thing I said? So I don't know where I got cut off.
Yeah, well, we kind of got lost, too, because all of a sudden there was dead air. And dead air
you're
radio
on a roll, and I'm like,
good.
He's on a roll. Let him do it. Whoa, wait. He's gone.
Okay. Well, no, I was just saying, you know, with the C-15 cat engines, you know, if you got head gasket issues, definitely give us a call down here. We got solutions, and just so you never have another head gasket issue. And, you know, it's I don't want to be a know-it-all, but the problem, you know, the thing about it is I specialize in fixing problems that nobody else can seem to fix, you know, and that's, you know, some people, you know, might take it as me being a know-it-all. No, there's a ton of stuff I don't know, but I try to be absolutely the best I can be at what I do. You know, so definitely give us a call. You know, call me on my cell at 701-210-0888. Or the office, which is 258-5011, or you can look us up on the web at dackdiesel.com.
Perfect. Thanks, CJ. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for calling back. I'll talk to you guys later. You have a great week.
You too.
You too. Take care.
Yeah, I will. Thanks. Bye.
24 before the hour, what's in your mind? Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennin. Can all breeds of pig be eaten?
Absolutely. Now, just the matter of the amount of meat on one or the amount of fat to meat ratio, you know, I mean, there's all different.
Other breeds that taste better than other breeds?
Well, there's, you know, so there's a, so here's what we raise, Todd, on our farm. With a question like that, let's say what. So traditionally we raise crossbreds mainly.
Yeah.
Which are, can be a cross between Hamp and York and Chester or Duroc or, you know, whatever other breed, Berkshire. So we raise crossbreds. But we also raise purebred Yorkshires. We also raise purebred Berkshires. For the first time this year, I said we had litters of purebred Herefords born on our farm, and we have purebred Chester Whites. And we've raised some spots in the, over the years, and so, I mean, there's a lot of variation out there. Now, everyone says that the Berkshire is kind of the premium eating experience among the conventional farm breeds that are out there. And I won't disagree with that to a certain extent because they have a little bit more natural marbling for someone that wants a little more intramuscular fat in their meat. It's a little bit darker meat than some of the other breeds. So there's a little bit of an eating difference there. You know, it depends on what your I guess, taste buds say that you like.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of difference there, and at a risk of alienating some of my very good cattle friends out there in different breeds other than the Angus, they say that the Berkshire would be the equivalent to the Angus in the pig breed.
Okay.
So the eating experience.
Well, it's going to be my next question because the marketers like to throw the word Angus on there because it gets the response from people, whether it's, you know, I mean, the word's gotten thrown out there so much. You almost can't trust what when your favorite drive-through, you know, super-sized establishment has Angus on there. Are you really talking a much higher quality thing? But it sells it, so was there a pork equivalent? Now you've just answered that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a general kind of rule of thumb out there, and there is a increased market out there. Japan really, truly enjoys Berkshire. The meat from Berkshires, and there's a branded product out there that specializes in shipping Berkshire just to Japan. So, and it's becoming big. Out on the East Coast, restaurants, when I go out to D.C. advocating for agriculture, visiting with our elected officials up on the Hill or whatever it may be, you go into the restaurants out there and the real elite restaurants are serving a branded Berkshire product. So,
wow. Okay.
It's you know, it's a matter of the preference, but, you know, there is some differences out there, but you know what? Any pig, to me, that's fed a good quality feed, you know, you feed it good corn or barley and soybean meal and, you know, good quality feed ingredients. It's going to be a wonderful eating.
Garbage in, garbage out, no matter what the breed.
Well, not
right?
Garbage in, garbage out. We don't want to do that, but the poor, you feed them.
If you fed a good breed bad feed,
absolutely,
then you're not going to end up with a better product versus feeding in a more average breed good feed.
Right. So, I mean, there is
that. That's what I meant by garbage in, garbage
there out. There is that. Feral hogs, quite tasty as well. No, I'll argue there, but anyway.
Do you want to clear up the mystery of what's in Spam? I have an aunt or an uncle and a grandfather that each worked at the Hormel plant. Hormel, not Hormel, by the way. Hormel.
Hormel.
Over to Hormel's for 30-plus years, but
yep.
You did not bring up Spam.
Spam.
You don't even bring it up.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
You have to ask. In my day, it was more of a, the belt comes out, and then you really stop asking questions once the belt comes out.
Hey, I tell you what, nothing better than a fried Spam sandwich, is there?
And why is Hawaii the state that consumes more per capita?
I don't know. I mean,
How does that happen?
It's like served at every luau out over there, the way it seems. So I don't know what
they make it
is
in Austin,
there.
Minnesota, but over in Hawaii they consume the most.
Yeah, you know, and people that were served in the military probably don't have a real fond liking for Spam because they ended up getting a lot of canned Spam.
Oh, somebody had to send this one in too.
Oh, the Monty Python on Spam?
Spam! Spamage! Spam! Spam! Bacon and Spam! 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 Spamage and Spam!
Oh, boy.
Spam! 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 Spam!
Well, it's legendary. It's gone all the way from Austin to Hawaii to England.
Yeah. Yeah. It knows no boundaries of large water.
So you're not able to clear up the history, or willing to clear up the science of Spam.
The science of Spam.
Has that ever been uttered before? Or
I don't know that science and Spam belong in the same. I'm not sure about that, but let's put it this way. Hormel, I call it Hormel. They call it Hormel.
Yeah. Over to Hormel's.
Was very innovative in making sure to utilize every edible part of the pig.
True. Why toss it when you can monetize it?
And that's part of, people want to talk about sustainability. Well, that's part of sustainability is efficiently using what you have in front of you. And why do you do it? To stay profitable. If you're not profitable, you're not going to be sustainable. So you have to make use of every bit of the resource that's available to you, and that's what Hormel did.
If you can monetize it rather than...
Right. Right. So, we've had some very interesting discussions today so far. It's open lines to the end of the show here.
So the Argentine market has been open to U.S. pork?
Yeah, so that was, I made reference earlier about other countries, getting into the market now. The Argentine market has the potential to be very big for U.S. pork. They got a lot of people to feed down there. They love pork. And who better to supply it than us right here in the United States?
No doubt.
I just got done saying if you put good nutrition in, you're going to have a good product coming out. Well, we do that very well in the United States. And so having that market opened up, close for almost 30 years is a big deal. And, those are the kind of things that, you have a little bit of trade conflict maybe with the likes of China, but then other markets are opening up at the same time. That's why we're not in a rush to hit the panic button.
Right. Of course, China's a huge market, but at the same time, patience pays off.
Well, and so let's understand, I'm not a fan of tariffs, okay? But you have to use your leverage to gain that table time for negotiations.
Right.
And that's the leverage we have. I'm not a favor in long-term tariffs because tariffs, all they do is drive the price up for the consumer.
Well, okay. Let me come at you a different direction. Not a fan of war, but am I going to have the weaponry which I can defend myself?
Are we going to be prepared to use the force we need to use?
So if your opposition is using tariffs against you, you've got to be prepared for it.
You can't lay down and be the welcome mat.
There you go.
We'll be back after the break. What's on your mind?
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers at 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tioga's Chamber of Commerce sponsored local program.
Tioga, a growing community with great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. Merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family, raise your kids. They support education with innovative science, technology, and engineering, arts, and math programs for school-age children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota. Highway 43 miles north of Highway 2, more at TiogaND.net. And make sure you bring your MyPillow with you, because a good night's sleep, if you're going to spend a third of your life doing a particular activity, you should probably have the best tools for the job. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 1-800-506-9028. Never really thought of a pillow as a tool, did you? But your head's on it all day, right?
I guess, you know, there are all kinds of different tools out there, and I guess it makes sense that it's your sleeping tool.
Exactly. So why not, if you're going to spend a third of your life with a particular tool, then why not have the best one?
That's the
most important part of your life.
And we use that analogy from NDFB quite a bit about talking about, you know, the farmers and ranchers need to utilize all the tools in the toolbox. And we're not just talking about the wrenches that they use to fix a piece of equipment.
Right.
It may be the ability to have the freedom to grow what you want to grow, sell what you want to sell, things like that. Them are all tools in the toolbox that we talk about having the ability to utilize. So,
there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, the MyPillow is, you know, a tool of rest.
There you are. So why not have the best one? Buy one, get one pillows, and save up to 50% on anything else you buy. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 1-800-506-9028. Night before the hour, Daryl Eason for Scott Hinton today on What's in Your Mind.
Good to be here. We're in our final segment for the day. It's Scott is off for today and for a couple more days today to celebrate the life celebration of his father-in-law. And then he's off to D.C., so he'll have, I don't know who he's got sitting in tomorrow, Todd, do you know? But I'll be back on Wednesday, I guess.
We'll find out.
So I'll be back here on Wednesday, and on Wednesday we'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer on for his weekly radio town hall. And so get your farm bill questions ready. We're gonna see what Congressman Cramer thinks about that farm bill and other things, you know, trade, whatever. But get your questions geared up for Wednesday, because we'll continue these farm bill and trade talks.
There's a couple of very important hurdles for us.
Yeah, I mean, they're important things that are happening right now, and not there's not a lot of other important things out there going on, you know, such as the folks that gathered together to stand up for our constitutional rights the other day. Actually, our God-given rights that were guaranteed by the Constitution is what I like to say about them. So that was good to see folks out there standing shoulder to shoulder and supporting the great document that our founding fathers gave us, guaranteeing limited government, limitations of government. You know, we call it the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, guaranteed limited government. How's that worked out?
That hasn't worked out very well.
Yeah,
obviously.
Well, there you go.
But we call it the Bill of Rights, but it should be called the Bill of Government Limitations, because what that does is it limits what the government is supposed to do and intrude in our lives. Have they been doing it very well? Well, that's where the argument lays. So, yeah, there's just a few minutes left here in the final segment today. We've got a call coming in here, and we will go to the callers.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question or a comment that you could pass on to our congressman on Wednesday. You know, we talk a lot about the soybean tariffs and all this business with China and all that, but I run a feedlot, and I'm more concerned about all these tariffs that we've got, 55% with Japan, 50% with South Korea, and 50% with Thailand on our U.S. beef imports into those countries. They're our allies. China isn't. And, you know, no one talks about these three countries, and I'm sure there's other countries. Australia can ship beef into Japan with only a 10% tariff. So I'd like to know, what's Congress and the president doing about that?
Well, and I think that's one of the things that will come out of the negotiations that I think President Trump and his administration intend to come out of with the steel tariffs that are imposed upon Japan, is to get a better deal, and that's one of the better deals. You're exactly right. There is an extremely high tariff on beef coming from the United States to Japan. And Japan likes our beef. I mean, they want our beef. But when you add 50%, well, the base is like 36 or 38%, but then you hit a certain quota and it goes up to 50% when you hit that quota, well, you make it price prohibitive for their consumers that enjoy consuming it. And you make it impossible for our farmers, ranchers, our feedlot guys here to be able to take advantage of that market demand that's there when we just get priced out of the water by, like you said, Australia, who has a very low tariff for their beef.
Well, I guess, you know, we all talk about what could be with China. But we have, there's nothing been done yet. No, nothing's been imposed there yet. But these exist with Japan, South Korea, and Thailand. So, and this has been going on for a while.
So this was a focus. Governor Pete Ricketts out of Nebraska, who is a superhero in a lot of rural agriculture folks' minds because of his stands he takes for agriculture. He addressed that very directly with Japan on a trade mission about 6 months ago or so. And so I think, and he's got the ear of the administration, and they're going to work on that. That's a very important fact. We're out of time today. Thanks for the phone call. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know who's sitting in tomorrow, but I'll be here again on Wednesday. Have a great day and a great week.
I'll probably be in tomorrow. I mean, I haven't heard yet.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe the meeting I got coming up in a couple of minutes will change.
That might change. Have a great week, everyone.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.